This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer. First thing I'll say before we get to AMA, be careful driving today. Now, my sense is it's not a disaster. More slushy than icy from what I experienced, and that was about 3 hours ago. But obviously there's some snow out there and some ice out there, so be careful on the roads today. You might want to budget a little extra time. All right, Seltzer, you definitely want to budget a little bit extra time because people are going slower, as they should. Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Yeah, I would say I was surprised that we haven't gotten to this question yet, but you know, we're reacting to the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, so not that surprised. But we did talk a lot about this. First question, AMA, Joe.
What?
Joe, where did you and Amy end up watching the game?
Yeah, good question. I think she really stepped up. I got to give her major credit.
She came to your family?
She did.
Aw, what
yes.
a name.
She Amy, did. Taking one for the team, literally.
She did.
Literally.
She almost.
Good.
That's right. She
well
almost
done.
She almost called, she said, in the Times Yours for Friday to break the news, but like didn't for some reason. But anyway.
Now that would have been amazing.
Now, she did leave at halftime.
To go hang with her friends.
And that was planned. And I was, you know, not the most happy with.
Why did
well,
she
because
leave at halftime?
She split, then, which I can understand, but the reality
but then the
is
the celebration afterwards. Is,
I yeah.
there's such a damper.
But she look,
put on it, her.
It's more
24
the fact,
nothing lead. She walked
it was
out,
more that
yeah.
they yeah. That, so yeah. I had that exact same.
It's
thing.
All good.
I went to our buddy Tommy's
yeah.
house, who lives right next to me. And I was going to go home at halftime because I had a podcast to record, and we were like, "Well, we can't leave.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
we just have to stay."
Yeah. No, but she did well. I was very grateful.
That's
honestly.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right, this is an interesting question for AMA. Is there a player or coach from the Super Bowl you feel hasn't been mentioned yet and you want to shout out?
Jahan Dotson.
Oh, he was good.
Jahan Dotson.
Almost first touchdown at 85-1.
This was something that we did talk about. They are going to devote coverage to taking away the outside potentially. We know they want to stop the run, but then they know they got to try to keep safeties back for AJ and Devontae. What about Jahan? And
yeah.
you know, there was a point in the game where he had outgained the entire Chiefs team and it was like almost, what was it?
I think it was
quarter?
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. He had more yards than the Chiefs.
Hey, great trade.
Yeah.
I'm all good with it now.
That's right.
It's worth the third round.
No, that's
pick
a big
right
answer. So I'll give you a different answer. It's not a player. I don't think he's a coach. I don't honestly know what he is, but I want to give this guy credit because we don't even know what he does, but I know this. He's a stud. Any organization would be happy to have him. Connor Barwin, I'm so happy for him.
That's a good answer.
Let's remember 100%. This, guys. 2016 Eagles, he's on him. He's done. He plays 1 year, that year horrible. He's no good anymore. 2017, he's not an Eagle. So he won a championship for the first time. And again, I don't know all that he does or even what he does, but I know this. If I was a CEO of a company and I was looking to hire someone, I'd say, I want someone like Connor Barwin. Mm-hmm. And I know he's involved in player personnel, a little bit of everything. Congrats to Connor Barwin, and well done by him.
It's a great answer.
I don't know like exactly what he does, but I can tell you being down there on the sideline, like he contributes a lot. He's always doing, so he's always talking to players
it's
down
awesome.
There. So
yeah
it's really cool to
yeah.
see.
I'll shout out Oren Burks, too, as the only non-starter.
Stepped in.
And Nakobe, the whole thing.
Totally.
All right, one more. Any fun moments outside of the game from Super Bowl Sunday that you'll remember forever?
John, what do you got there, man?
Oh, geez. Fun moments. I don't have the fun.
Let me give you one. If you can think about that off the top of my head. James, I'm going to twist the question because I'm like John. There was a lot of fun. I'm going to go.
It was a lot of focus watching the game.
I'm going to go poignant.
And anxiety before.
One thing I'll remember forever is how serious I took this prior to and during the game. So some of this is superstition. Some of this is you want to feel connected to the past and family. Like James, I brought out all the stops in no order. In this, I went to church, which I rarely do. I had my rosary in my pocket, which I always do. I went to my father and my brother's gravesite, which I might do once a year.
Right.
So I did after church. I made sure I was at the right house. I made sure Amy was there. Like, I was trying to check every little box.
I wore my Jerome Brown jersey.
Underneath my Jerome Brown jersey, I had my fourth grade Greg Garrity jersey. Like, I did my part. Just saying, I was not fooling around.
And you think that definitely had an impact.
Every little thing matters, man. They won the game, baby.
Don't mess with Greg Garrity.
Name his nickname.
The trash man?
Correct!
Oh, thank you!
The trash man! From Penn State to the Philadelphia Eagles.
An appropriate shirt.
John, any other...
I had my shirt. I have a shirt that I've been wearing every game, and it certainly is a lucky shirt. I feel like I did contribute in that way, but I don't know that I did as much heavy lifting as you did.
No, I was trying to pull out all the stops. Anyway, with that said, AMA, we shut it down. It was special.
It was... so special.
Yeah, no, it really was.
It's like I said it, we were all on the air, you know, that day, and I said on the air, I'm like, it's rare that you wake up in the morning and you know that this could be one of the best days of your life.
That's right.
Like, that's, and it was.
And obviously, we're living in one of the best weeks of our lives. So,
no question. It was, now it just feels so settled and relaxed and fine and good and dandy. The Super Bowl Sunday, I was panicked that I wasn't going to get home in time. For like you talk about like the fun, like what were the great things that you remember? I was hoping that I could get back from Spooky Nook without like
from what?
Spooky Nook in Lancaster, where I was watching a volleyball tournament all weekend. Like I really was concerned about getting home in time to watch. I was
Well, I would be freaking out as well. I'd also not be in Spooky Nook.
Beside myself. I really was worried.
I would have told the girls, not this weekend.
Yeah, guess what? Today. We're skipping.
We're skipping an hour and a half of volleyball.
Zoe's swimming on Monday just because I was like, nah, man. It's Monday. I'm celebrating.
Although I want a t-shirt from Spooky Nook.
That's good, man. That's good stuff. All right, let's get to Gary in Whitehall. Good morning, Gary. There you go.
Wow. What's going on there, Morty T?
How are you, buddy?
Best Gary Horn ever.
That was a big one, man.
I've been waiting a long time for that one. Man, I tell you. What a game.
Yeah.
What a game. What total domination. And Joe, I think I sent it to you earlier. Vic freaking Fangio, he is the MVP.
Vic Fangio, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, he was incredible, man. God, he was incredible.
I mean, hey.
Nothing fancy. He's just taught these players to do the right thing and to know what their teammates are doing. They all just understand the schemes completely.
Gary, I'll add one thing, though, that I think is really important. Because we think of coordinators, we think of scheme. But there was development of players this
year. Improvement.
Yes.
And there's also just a general...
And connectivity, playing together and stuff.
But let me just, to the development part, let me just explain who developed. I think we all know this, but let's just, guys that improved dramatically. Nolan Smith, obviously. Jalix Hunt. Josh Sweat. Zach Bond. Nakobe Dean. Reed Blankenship, who I thought last year was a coverage disaster.
in
so
coverage.
GJ was better than he was when he was here. He was good before.
He's pretty good both times.
Across the board.
But, Gary, that's where, you know, when you're a coordinator, yes, scheme, but it's also what coaches do you have working for you that are working with the players every day, and how you motivate the players, and then to James's point, how players fit and understand their role. It's one of the great coaching jobs we've ever seen.
Exactly. I mean, look at the first 4 weeks. I mean, the system wasn't in place yet, you know, and then Cooper DeJean was injured.
Yeah.
He comes in after the bye week, and all of the puzzle came together. I mean, that was beautiful. That was freaking beautiful.
It really was. Gary, outstanding phone call, man. Love it. Love the horn. All good stuff. Well, the Eagles were a star in the sky, a star in our heart. And are getting big praise nationally, as they deserve. Look, exactly where they rank in recent years, I'm not sure yet. I really got to think about it. But they're really high, man. That was an all-time performance. And what they turned into was a truly great team. I still don't think they were truly great in, like, October. I really don't. I don't think there was any team that, you know.
I think it takes time for these teams now in the NFL.
Sometimes. That's right. Yeah, the way they attacked training camp and all is different.
It's like preseason the first day. Saquon said it. Remember he said it at the bye? He's like, it was like preseason for us.
I know. Yeah. Look, a lot of talk today about what it means to you as a Philadelphia sports fan to have a team this great. I mean, your reaction to this level of dominance. Rhea, you've seen a lot, obviously. Mm-hmm. 83 Sixers, maybe the best in your lifetime, maybe this one. What does it mean to you all these years, Rhea, to have a team this spectacular?
It's kind of like a weird out-of-body experience. Because I'm watching the game.
It's not us, right?
Yeah,
it's not the way we are wired.
It isn't, because in the third quarter, I was, you know, getting text messages from people all over the country going, hey, this is great, congratulations. Yeah. And I go, this game's not over. And they're like, Rhea, it's over.
Right. I mean, it's like, no, rein it in. Enough of this.
And even my son who I'm watching the game with, he's laughing at me. He's like, Ma, it's over.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I just kept going. I was stunned by that other team on the field, because that's an organization that I, you know, although I'm not an Andy Reid fan, I do have a lot of respect for it.
Sure.
I know you and I both know a lot of people who are in those football operations there. And I was stunned at how lackadaisical they took that game. It was like, hey, you know, we're just here. We're just going to kind of march in. The Eagles are just here to be served up on a platter. And we're not. I didn't sense that they were trying that.
Well, here's what went through my mind during the game was the Mike Tyson thing. The line years ago, everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face or mouth or whatever that line was. Like that, Travis Kelce had a look on his face to me that was
defeated.
Well, yeah, defeated, but also stunned to the point of he couldn't believe it. He was perplexed times a thousand.
He didn't know what to do.
Yeah. He didn't know what to do.
And James, I used that line with a friend of mine, Herb Brooks in the Miracle movie, you know, played by Kurt Russell. When he looks down the bench at the Russian coach, he goes, he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's every
they didn't pull the goalie.
Yeah.
The Soviets were not used to trailing.
Correct.
So they didn't pull the goalie because they didn't know.
Andy
they
had
might
no
not have practiced pulling the goalie.
Isn't that unbelievable?
They never trailed. So I mean, if you don't know, it's a really weird part of hockey history. But because they never trailed, they didn't pull the goalie. And I don't know if they didn't know what to do or not, but there is some historical thought that maybe they didn't know what to do because they never trailed before.
I mean, there's no other argument, right? Like, why wouldn't you pull the goalie? Like, there's no other argument for this. Like, they didn't know what to do.
All right, 215-592-9494. I want to get to some audio here from last night, the Tonight Show, and then right back to the phones. Ross will also join us in about 5 or 10 minutes. Let's listen to more of, let's see here, what do I got? I got Jalen and I've got Saquon. Let's get to Jalen with Jimmy Fallon talking about the screensaver, which you may remember was the Super Bowl confetti of Kansas City from 2 years ago. Interesting stuff here from Jalen and Fallon last night.
You were on the team with the Eagles a couple years ago when the Chiefs won.
Yeah.
And sorry to bring that up. We'll get back to celebrating you. But I know this because I read this. But can you tell everyone what was on your phone background?
Well, see, I'm not tripping that you brought that up because it's just it's like a little edge, you know.
Motivation.
So I know there are, I guess people anticipate me to change it. Well, it's just a wallpaper, but it's a humble reminder for me.
What is it? It's a picture of it.
It's a picture of the first one. You're walking off the field. And the crazy thing is, I told him, I might have to start finding these people in there. They get taking pictures of my phone and the team meeting and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it's become a big story, yeah. So every time you open your phone, you're motivated. You go, I got to beat these dudes.
Well, I tell you, every time I open my phone, I don't just sit there and have this flashback of a moment.
I'm happy I asked you. Yeah, make sure.
It's not some psychotic thing or anything.
Okay, good. Have you changed your background to wallpaper since?
No. It's going to remain.
There's no
urgency to change it. I'm just taking it a day at a time.
All right, good.
Good stuff by Jalen.
Jalen's got jokes.
That was hilarious.
I'm like cracking up.
Who knew?
He crushed it.
That was so much personality.
I look at my phone, I'm not having
not like
a moment.
Not like some psychotic thing.
When
he's like,
good.
It's not some psychotic thing.
And John, the thing is that if you think about it, and it makes so much sense, like if a human actually thought of it every, I open my phone 70 times a day, maybe more. So Jalen's saying to Fallon, like, yo, if I did that, that would be a real problem where every time.
I love how literal.
But he was so funny about it.
He was very funny.
The psychotic thing.
So literal.
All right, Devin, give us more from, and then right back to the phone. So for everyone tuning in, first show with Devin here since, you know, she came back, from down there and on the field and blah, blah, blah. All right. Give us something else. Give us a taste of what you saw that we didn't see that takes us behind the curtain.
Well, so I want to go back to the start of the game. If you guys remember, A.J. Brown had that incredible catch, but then he got the PI penalty and it should have been on the Chiefs. So when that happened, I don't believe anyone had scored at that at that point.
0-0.
And you kind of felt like the momentum was a little bit zapped. Like the Eagles came out, first of all, their entry 10 million times better than the Chiefs. Just blown away by that.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. And when that happened, because it's the Kansas City Chiefs and it's Patrick Mahomes, and I was very confident, like I mentioned earlier in the show, I think the Eagles' kind of cool confidence trickled down to me covering them on the sidelines throughout, you know, this postseason run. But even in that moment, it was kind of like, uh-oh, and I saw how frustrated, you know, that could kind of come back into play should the Chiefs score and it could come back to haunt
them. Well, it was like a here-we-go-again moment.
Exactly,
It was.
But then every time there was a moment like that in the game, they just went right back out there and bounced back, whether it was the defense, you know, turning the ball over, or it was Jalen Hurts and that offense just driving down the field and scoring again. It was very much, you know, no one seemed too low, no one seemed too high. They were just consistent the way that they'd been throughout the entire postseason. Like, I am a very superstitious Eagles fan, Philadelphia sports fan. You know, I'm like you guys are talking about wearing the clothes, going to church, Joe. I didn't do anything, you know, out of the ordinary. And I think it was because I had same confidence in them going into this
other
game.
Other than being on the sideline.
I mean, in terms of superstition stuff, like jewelry, clothing, like anything like that, I just woke up ready to go. And it was, I think the team kind of had that same mindset. So the sideline, I guess what I'm trying to say, it was similar to how it was in the end of the regular season, to similar how it was in the wild card round, divisional round. You know, they stayed consistent, and I think that's what ultimately makes them so great. You know, we talk about the Chiefs going into this game kind of feeling like they had it in the bag. The Eagles knew that if they went out there and played their best football, they could beat that team.
Well, Sirianni and Hurts, I think, do an exceptional job as prime leaders of keeping them locked in. I mean, John, the Buddy Ryan era, you and I grew up in the Buddy Ryan era, and for all the love I have for it, the ultimate wins, not ultimate, the tremendous wins, were often followed by horrendous losses. You know, you beat an incredible team on the road, you come back the next week and you lose to the Cardinals at home.
This
team stays very
determines excellence.
Yeah.
Consistency is I think anyone can be up and down and up and down. They can give you a roller coaster. A bad team can win sometimes.
Right.
The great teams figure out a way to do it all the time or next to all the time. Devin, I wanted to ask you, there was a prior to AJ's touchdown, you know, prior to that that score that made it 24-0 heading into the half, there was tension. It felt like there was some tension from AJ, and I just wondered if you noticed anything.
The thing with Nick?
Yeah.
That was a bizarre moment. I like that Nick gave it right back to him. So you might not have seen this, Devin, because this was featured on TV, but at one point AJ comes off the field. I don't remember what preceded it, but he's clearly not happy about something, and Nick gives it right back to him, which I really appreciated from Nick, just saying, like,
I didn't see Nick
giving
it back to him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, there were moments, especially in the first half, where it kind of felt like the game got tight. I didn't see like anything from a specific player, but then anytime that happened, it felt like the Eagles kind of made another big explosive play on offense or defense that brought them right back in it. You know,
it's funny how you see the way that winning can cover up everything.
Well, look
at
Travis Kelce and Reed last year.
Yeah,
I mean, if the Chiefs lose that Super Bowl last year, the story is going to be Travis Kelce freaked out on his coach and pushed him in the first half. Like, that would have been the story.
Such a good point.
But
never
they
gets
won
talked
and,
about
and
now.
No,
yeah.
All right, Ross Tucker joins us in a moment. Let's get to LeVert right now. LeVert, good morning.
Good morning.
What's
Super
up, LeVert?
Super Bowl victory!
Well done, LeVert. Yes. Well done.
Yes. We did it. We got it.
That's right, man.
It was a hard road, but, man, this team is something different. And this defense is built to last for years now.
Well, listen, To an extent.
I got to bring back the captain, the guy who's calling the huddle. Well,
LeVert, three biggies. Three and a half. I'll call Brandon Graham a half a biggie as a part-time player. But the three biggies, obviously, are Milton Williams, Zach Bond, and Josh Sweat.
And there's another thing. Kobe Dean's recovery, too.
That, too.
We haven't talked about that,
right.
But I mean, patella.
Yeah. So they got a shot, LeVert.
That takes longer than an ACL. A patellar tendon is harder to come back from.
But obviously a lot of good parts are here. Go ahead, bud.
Somebody whispered something in my ear.
Ooh.
And they told me that they'll be back.
Ooh.
Don't worry about it.
Was it God?
Was it Becton?
It was God.
Ooh.
Was it Becton?
They'll be back.
You went from God to Becton. That makes sense.
Becton is God. Look at that guy on the field crying after the game. That was maybe the best
moment
of celebration.
That,
I think Becton.
I got a name for those guys, too.
What's the name, LeVert?
The Gashing Green Gauntlet.
A little much.
Jeez, a bit of a mouthful.
It's hard to pull off.
I don't like it.
Gashing Green Gauntlet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a fan.
All right, I am a fan of Ross Tucker, though. He does tremendous work covering the NFL and, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He was there and much to discuss with Mr. Ross Tucker. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, everybody. How are you guys?
Oh, Ross. Basking in the glow. You know,
Gashing Green Gauntlet.
Exactly.
Success.
That's right.
You know, Ross, one of the things we're talking about, man, is how. Look, obviously, we don't have many titles in Philadelphia, so just out of the gate, it's different because we don't have many. It's unusual. But this level of excellence, Ross, you know, most of us around here think at least the best Philly sports team in the last 40 years. And I tend to think 83 Sixers above them. But the point is, this is high level. This wasn't just a Super Bowl championship. This was high level Super Bowl title winning team. And Ross, I sense that the Eagles are getting that cred nationally. Do you get that sense?
Yes, they are. I think everybody is a little bit stunned that this happened. What makes me laugh is everybody now saying the Eagles are just much more talented. You know, the Chiefs didn't really have a chance. Hopefully all those people made thousands of dollars taking the Eagles money line. Okay. All these people that knew that the Eagles were going to do that. I mean, there's still Eagles fans killing me because I predicted the Chiefs to win. Listen, I thought it would be a close game.
Yeah, I did too.
And in a close game, I was going to take Mahomes and Andy Reid. I said a million times for the Eagles to win, they need to be up two scores late. How about being up five scores late?
Right.
I mean, all these people killing me on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, you predicted the Chiefs. Let me see where you had 34-0 Eagles.
You got my tweet, Ross?
What's that? Or let me see where you had it 40-6 Eagles.
And Ross, can I just say this to you?
Yeah.
Don't let it bother you. We all say a lot of things. We get some stuff right. We get some stuff wrong.
No,
you know,
it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, good.
I'm glad that people can't call me a homer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm always going to say what I think is most likely. I've never been happier to be wrong in my life.
Sure.
I took my whole family. It was my daughter Tess's 13th birthday. You know, I never wanted a team to win a game so bad in my life. That would not have been nearly as cool of a birthday. Can you imagine if the Eagles got crushed like that? That would have been brutal. Everything about it was, I really couldn't believe it. Even after halftime, I didn't feel totally settled And then those first couple drives, I looked at my wife. I said, this is happening. Yeah. They're winning this. And it was stunning in every regard. And I'll say this. I don't remember the 83 Sixers because I was 4 years old.
Sure.
In my lifetime, it was the single best performance by the single best Philadelphia sports team and certainly Philadelphia Eagles team
yep.
I've ever seen. And I've now that it's Wednesday, Joe, I've now transferred over. I'm now mad that they were never close as good when I was 8 or 10
right, exactly,
or 12.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we won, what, 2 playoff games my whole childhood? Now they're winning Super Bowls by 30 points. What the heck, Joe?
I know.
Russ, the big question for everyone is how replicable is this? How replicable is the victory for this team? It feels like they're built to keep doing it.
Well, I think this will be a fun exercise at some point in the offseason, but maybe even right now. I don't know. I want to say that 9 of their 10 best players, you could argue, are under contract for next year. I mean, I know Sweat just had a really big game, so people might throw him in there. Not only that, listen, guys, their entire offense is under contract next year without other than Mekhi Becton. And Becton played well this year, but I would not say that I think there's a huge difference between Becton and Steen.
Right.
I would not say that. I mean, the offense functioned fine when Steen was out there. So I can't recall a Super Bowl winner having this many of their core players under contract, not just the next
year. Seattle had it in 2013 because they were so young. But
you might be right.
Yeah.
But think about this, okay? AJ's under contract for years. Devontae, years. Mailata, years. Dickerson, years. Lane, years.
Yeah.
Saquon, years. Hurts, years. I think Goddard only has one more, and Juergens only has one more.
Listen, Ross, it's great stuff, man. Let's get some calls in here. One of the things we're talking a lot today about is seeking everyone's answer to this question at 215-592-9494. What does it mean to you as a Philadelphia sports fan to have a team this exceptional? And, you know, defined by the season that was, but the game that was. And, you know, it was just an all-time, it really was an all-time Super Bowl shellacking. And it's a shame the final score doesn't quite show it as much in the final yardage. But those of us that lived through it, and we all did 3 days ago, I mean, the game was as non-competitive as the Super Bowls you used to see in the 80s and 90s.
Yep.
It was one of them. I mean, it was 34 to nothing. And then, you know, and then we all know what happened from there. All right, let's go to the phones. Brandon in Brookhaven. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Brandon?
To answer your question, I don't know how to feel because I'm not used to feeling this way.
That's a great answer, man.
I mean,
it's an awesome problem.
It's a different thing, Brandon. It's very different for me. It's very different.
But it goes from the top down. I mean, it's quite amazing what the coaches did this year, the players, their mindset. Nick, I mean, I was going for Nick's head after Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I mean,
many
I
admit, of us.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah, but one thing I do want to say, I was looking at...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
The website Over the Cap, and going into the league year, is Ross still on?
Or yes.
Is he off? Going into the league year of 2025, if you look at Dallas paying Dak almost $90 million, that there is top, I think, five of the Eagles' salary cap. Jalen, A.J. Lane, Sweat, and Jordan Mailata.
You mean them combined?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's just one player. That just goes to show you how Howie and his team just structured these contracts to be able to get the players we need.
Yeah.
Well, the Cowboys have done such a disastrous job.
Joe, can I chime in on this?
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
This is a great point. There are articles already being written, okay, that I think are borderline embarrassing about how in a couple years, not 2025, but in a couple years, because of the way the Eagles have structured these contracts, that they're going to have some salary cap issues, okay? And Stephen Jones alluded to that when he had a press conference recently. I think it's embarrassing.
Because people, they'll restructure stuff by that time and it changes the whole dynamic?
Well, first of all, there might be 18 games by then. The TV money keeps going up. Like, the cap is going up $20, $25 million a year. Do you really think, okay, let me just, almost every other GM in the league, okay, is a scout by trade. They're brought up that way. And this is no offense to any of these guys, okay? But most of these guys play D2 or D3 football, And then they came up through with the scouting and, you know, maybe they picked some good players or whatever. Now they're in charge of the contracts. Howie Roseman grew up on the financial side.
Yep.
He has his law degree. Do you really think that, like, Joe Shane, okay, or Jerry and Stephen Jones, do you think that they have a better grasp?
No.
Of the cap than Howie freaking Roseman.
No, I don't.
Are you out of your mind? Like,
yeah.
These people make me laugh. He knows the cap's going up. He knows they'll have to restructure some guys. You're telling me right now the worst thing is the Eagles have all their best players, almost all their best players, under contract. And in 2026, they're going to have to restructure. And guess what? Because I've talked to other teams about this. Jeffrey Lurie spends more money than other owners.
Actual
people
cash,
don't know
right?
this.
Yeah.
He spends actual cash. Yep. I've had a team tell me, a very good team, by the way, that the Eagles spend $20 million more in actual cash than his team can. A very good team. That is hugely valuable because he can give them the big upfront money, spread it out over years. Other owners don't want to do that because they want to make that more $20 million more for their family that year.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. 215, Brandon, good call. 215-592-9494. Let's get some more of the Tonight Show from last night because if you missed it, Saquon and Jalen on the Tonight Show, they were the ones featured, but the offensive line came out for a portion as well. And there was a funny moment, and we can, if we want to tackle it, take on the game. What 30 series of words do we think they actually call the tush push? Why?
I like my job.
Why?
So.
Why? Because we found out last night the tush push is apparently not exactly the tush push.
Jalen, you scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday. You did. By the first one was doing what people are calling the tush push. Yeah. Is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
It's not what you call it.
It's
no.
Not what I call it.
What do you call it?
You know, I'm not going to say what I call it, but it's
okay, but it's not.
You know, everybody is came up with their own name for it. You know, the brotherly sub, the tush push, all these different things. It's not that.
It's not that. No. Okay.
I was shocked too because when I got there, I known as the tush push, but I didn't know if that's what it'd be called, but I thought it was called that, and it's not called a tush push actually.
No. What is your role in the quote unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Now I wonder, and I think we're all wondering, what do they call it? I mean, my mind is moving, and you know, some stuff I can say on the air, some stuff I can't.
It's going to be called QB sneak.
James, I will. No, it's not that. I think it's something dirty.
I think it's definitely something dirty. The way they talked about
James,
it.
James, 100%. I'm going to put this out to social media, and maybe James, by the end of the show, you can round up a couple answers. Get to James, everyone listening on social media. If you have a guess.
Oh, yeah?
Of what the tush push could be called that is maybe something we can say on the air.
Okay.
Get to James. James, later in the show,
we'll
see. That'll
be an interesting thread.
Because, Devin, don't you agree? It's something. It's something
I would guess it was quarterback sneak, but it'd be funnier if it was something inappropriate.
Like, I mean, the way they talked about it, it's definitely not just quarterback sneak.
I could see
they have some sort of name for it.
Begins with an A.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah.
Jalen has said previously that it's quarterback sneak.
S is not the second letter. I'm just saying, there's something going on. That they got some funky
name. We call it quarterback sneak.
Can I say, watching all the celebrations from Broad Street and even before the game, my favorite thing is Eagles fans lining up and doing their own tush push. It's like honestly pretty impressive sometimes, the accuracy in which that they can replicate that.
Pretty wild.
On pavement, too, for the most part.
By the way, the parade should be great.
It's not safe.
No, it's not, and that's why it's amazing.
Right.
We are all maniacs.
All right, let me give you some parade details. Obviously, it was announced, and we knew a couple of days ago it was going to be Friday, but details announced yesterday. So here's some of the key things you want to know. First off, WIP is going to have wall-to-wall coverage, so let's start with that. Wall-to-wall coverage on the station, speeches, shows, listener interaction. It's going to be a bonanza day for our station, but, of course, for the whole community. Here are some key things to know. Parade on Friday. It will start at 11 a.m. It will start right down there by the sports complex, beginning at Broad and Patterson. The route, or route, depending on which way you say it, will proceed north. They will go, obviously, up Broad. They will turn, they're going to take the 16th Street turn onto the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. So they're going to get to the parkway. Well, let me back up. They're going to go along up to City Hall. They're going to go along the west side of City Hall. West side of City Hall. So know this for your planning purposes of where to be. By the way, it's very hard to cross the street. This is a very important point. Ree, you remember this from 7 years ago.
It was difficult.
This is really important for people to know. If you're looking to meet up with people, make sure that you plan to be on the same side of the street, because if you're not, Rhea, you can't cross the street.
They won't let you cross. They'll have designated crossing areas, obviously, when the parade's not going through, but they were real strict about it last year. I mean, the police officers were just trying to keep, it was difficult.
Yeah, I mean, 2 million people, you know, coming to the city of Philadelphia all at the same time creates logistical nightmares.
Yeah, they claimed it was 700,000 and that was
that was nonsense. All right, so it goes along the west side of City Hall, ultimately getting up to the Boulevard, JFK Boulevard, and then, you know, the parkway, the whole deal. Art Museum's where it ultimately ends up. They expect it to get to the Art Museum sometime between 12:30 and 1. I wonder how many miles. John, is that like 4 miles an hour? 2 miles an hour? 6 miles an hour? What is that?
That's some advanced math for me.
I'm
going to guess, I don't know, five?
I would guess about five. It's pretty slow. It moves pretty slow, which is good because you want as many people to be able to see and have time, the whole deal. So it's going to get to the Art Museum around 12:30 or 1, and then obviously, you know, they'll get the speeches going, the whole thing. And they expect it ultimately to wrap up around 3 o'clock or so.
Who do we think is going to be, I mean, no one will be Jason Kelsey, but who do we think will be this speech that we're all talking about after?
Ooh, I have so many thoughts on this.
Go.
So this is what I, like, was having trouble falling asleep last night because I keep just, like, thinking about the Super Bowl and everything, the parade. So I think Jordan Mailata is going to be funny because he's, you know, a funny person.
Yep.
But I think a sleeper for most iconic speech could be Landon Dickerson.
I choose violence.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I was thinking the same thing. I also think Nick could bring it too.
Oh, yeah. Nick for sure. Landon Dickerson is player-wise, Landon Dickerson.
Did you guys see the Reed Blankenship interview?
Oh, my God.
Where
how much champagne did he have?
Well, no. And behind Reed, Landon is walking around with an IV like he just had surgery in the hospital.
Drinking a beer
in the other hand. That's as great. He's walking around like my grandma in the hospital with the IV bag. Absolutely hilarious.
It's so good. Let me also get to something Kelsey put out. Jason Kelsey, that is, a little over 24 hours ago. I think this was, I believe, later on Monday night. So, you know, he's been in a tough spot, obviously. Loves the Eagles, loves his guys, loves his brother. It all makes sense. It's a tough spot. Here's what he put out on Twitter. I'm just going to read it, and we'll react as we go. So he says, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, my former teammates and friends, on being Super Bowl 59 champions. A lot of exclamation points there. There were a lot of emotions last night, and now that I've collected my thoughts, I'll attempt to share them in the longest tweet ever. The game was odd for me to watch, if I'm being completely honest. I knew it was going to be mixed emotions before, during, and after, and I now know what my parents had to deal with 2 years ago. On one hand, what is best for my brother and to see his success. On the other hand, there are so many people, teammates, and coaches in the Philadelphia Eagles organization that I care deeply about, many of whom I owe my own success to throughout my career. So let's just stop there for a sec before I continue. I mean, John, what a brutal spot. Your brother, and I don't like brutal, I don't mean all negative, like a beautiful spot, but also a conflicted spot. I got really frustrated when people got mad at him for having split allegiance. It's his brother.
Right.
It's maybe his brother's last game.
And they love one another.
Of course
they as close as brothers can get.
Totally. I thought some fans were out of line with the criticism of
Jason.
Totally
agree.
James, I thought that was a disgrace by some people.
It made me so upset seeing what people were saying.
Because Jason's such a good guy.
People were saying stuff?
Ross, he's been getting crushed, dude. Like,
by who?
Social media. Eagles fans. It's
so stupid.
It is upset. Actually, I've been upset by it.
Yeah, because Ross, you know, we all know Jason, and we know he's a genuine human. He didn't hide anything about this. He said last week it was conflict within him. Okay, there should be. I mean, it's a tough spot.
And you know what? The cutoff is usually your immediate family. I remember my rookie year with the Redskins, we played at the Vet, and my sister, my mom, my dad, they were rooting for me.
Yep.
My girlfriend, who's now my wife, was rooting for me. My future father-in-law, I'm not so sure.
That's
my
funny.
Friends mm-hmm. wanted us to get killed. Like, my best friend since
so
I
good,
was
man.
Five.
Yeah.
I remember, Joe, one time I started against the Cowboys. I started for the Cowboys against the Eagles. The Eagles would get a sack. It was Corey Simon or Darwin Walker. My friends are all watching on TV. They're going crazy. And then they'd watch the replay. Wait, make sure it wasn't Ross's guy.
That's good, man. That's good. All right, more from Jason in his tweet, because it is a long tweet. He says, I'm very proud for Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, and this entire team. They have persevered greatly, answered their critics amazingly, and proved themselves to be undoubtedly the best team this season. It is extremely difficult for a team in the NFL to have enough talent, coaching, fortune, and character to win a Super Bowl. The character and swagger of this Eagles team was something truly special to behold, a true representation of the toughness and grit that makes Philadelphia what it is. Well done, fellas. Well bleeping done. As for my brother, there isn't a person I love or care about more. It has been tough to process these feelings, of course. I feel for him, and I'm always rooting for him, but I know he does not need nor want my pity. He is a mass greatness few on this planet could ever dream of, as has his team, and they should feel pride in their accomplishment this season and in the past. I know right now they are still thinking of last night and the shortcomings in the game, but in time that will fade. And he goes on to say, the greatness they have exhibited as a group will remain as one of the most dominant eras of football ever. He's getting near the end here. He says, man, I love this sport. The people that play it and the fans that enjoy it, nothing else like it. Congratulations, Philadelphia. I look forward to the speeches and celebrations that will happen in the coming days. I mean, who doesn't love a parade? In the words of Chase Utley, world bleeping champs. And all the haters out there, remember what my man Jay Ajayi said. Bleep them. Go Birds.
Oh, you don't want to say exactly what JJ said?
I figured I'd hold off.
Okay.
To Rhea's point earlier, it's good to retain our jobs. But look, I think it's really well handled by Jason, and really a tremendous shame that some people give him grief. That's just not right. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning to you.
I think I've drawn blood by pinching myself so often. really, just that's such a wonderful I don't know how to react. I'm almost like my Rhea's point. Like it was 34-0, and I was talking to my buddy, and it was like pretty certain that the game was in hand. But I was like, am I allowed to get excited now? Like I had such a hesitancy about like, you know, just thinking what could, but very unlikely to happen. So that was just a fun exchange. But thinking about Jalen's kind of like career and how like. The things that I wanted him to do as a passer in terms of being more decisive, being more accurate, throwing on the run, like he did all of that. He had his coming out party in the two biggest games of the year. And now it's like, okay, that put the whole Georgia Alabama thing to bed. Like that exercised those demons. Like that's just so wonderful. And like, you know, what defines him as a passer? It's like he wins in the biggest games. You know, that's where he, you know, shines the most. And I think that if that's what defines his career, then I'm okay with that.
Well, here's the thing. It's
count our lucky stars that we've got a quarterback who plays his best when the games matter the most. That's a massive deal. There are guys who shy away from the bright lights. There are guys who can't handle that. It feels like Jalen enjoys the challenge and elevates his own preparation, and that elevates his own performance.
Yeah, I just see him kind of directing things at the line and just changing the plays. I'm like, is that Peyton Manning I see out there? I mean, it wasn't nearly as demonstrative.
And it was consistent.
But
it felt so consistent. Like every big play that we're making, it's, oh my gosh, he changed the play again.
Yeah, he had a huge hand. And Ed, great call. I mean, he was very deserved in the MVP. I thought up until around mid-third quarter it was going to be Josh Sweat, who in normal circumstances I think also really would deserve an MVP. But I think Jalen surpassed him by the end of the game. By the way, Ross, how great was Sweat? I mean, my God.
He was very, very good. It was his best game of the year.
It's his best game ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It was his best game ever. Two and a half sacks plus that hurry that forces the interception to Bond. He was a menace.
He was awesome. What I was going to say is, like, the first sack, I have no idea what their protection scheme was. They had a tight end chip him, and then nobody else touched him.
Yep.
I mean, there were some – and then the reality is – Three of the five Chiefs offensive linemen at the positions they were at, left tackle, left guard, right tackle, they just aren't good enough. And Andy, even though the Eagles kept playing two deep safeties, Andy refused to run the ball because that's Andy's like kryptonite, and Fangio knew it. So they just could tee off on him. I mean, I almost felt bad for the Chiefs offensive linemen. That is not a position you want to be in.
Well,
where you just let them tee off every play.
You know, I got to tell you, Ross, there's some people saying that, you know, it hurts Mahomes' legacy, and to an extent it does, but I mostly moved past it. I thought the guy had almost no shot. I mean, he was being caved in 2 seconds into every play, almost every play.
He played bad.
But he did not play well. But I will say this. I thought it's a bigger ding on Andy's resume. You know, if Andy is going to be compared, as he is, to Lombardi and Shula and Belichick and Walsh and that crew, this is the kind of game I feel a truly great coach feels the game earlier and makes adjustments. And I thought this was the Andy of 20 years ago who could be slow to adjust. And it's a big argument why Andy might not be a top 3 or 5 coach. Top 10, definitely. Maybe top 7, 6, 5. But, like, you know.
You know when he adjusted?
Late.
He adjusted to start the second half. They ran the ball on 2 of the first 3 plays because he realized they needed to do that.
Right.
They moved the ball pretty well. They eventually were forced to punt. The next drive, the Eagles, I think, went 8 minutes. So then when the Chiefs got the ball back, it was 27-0 with like 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Like,
and
he didn't have a choice.
And then they had a pass for
sure. Yeah, he didn't have a choice at that point. He adjusted too late. There's
he
no
really
question.
Did. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you plan on attending the parade? Obviously, probably about 2 million will be there. We'll see if you're one of them with our poll result. We'll get the percentage by the end of the show. Do you plan on attending the parade, yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Hey, if you're headed to work or school or anywhere today, be careful with the roads. Obviously, it's not, you know, ideal conditions, but I can tell you from driving about 4 hours ago, it's been far worse many times. I thought it was more on the slushy side than the truly icy side. So budget a little extra time, but no, you know, it could be worse.
It was not as slippery as I expected.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, the slush almost was grippier.
Yeah,
than,
so, you know,
sometimes
be careful, but I don't think you have to freak out. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to Stoutland. Man, this was good stuff. So I'm home chilling last night. Snow's coming down. We all got joy in our heart with the Eagles. And Jeff Stoutland takes to social media, steps out, I guess, from where he lives, and it's like, I'm going to put a video up on social media and thank Eagles fans from the snow. This is good stuff.
Hey, everybody. There's something that's been on my heart that I've been wanting to speak of. And I thought this might be the best time. I'm out here walking around in the snow. It's beautiful. This has been a long, grinding season. And we wouldn't be where we are today without the wonderful fan base and support of the Philadelphia fan. So I just want to take a minute and say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the fans on the road trips. We took over stadiums. Just unbelievable. And so thank you for everything you've done to help this come true. So Super Bowl 59 is for you. Stout out.
How great is that?
That
man.
Was awesome.
Oh, how great is that? And the stout out thing, man.
Super cool.
I mean, that is really awesome.
This is on my heart, and I just want to get that out there.
Yeah.
Like that hit me hard, man.
That's beautiful. Look, he's a Philly legend. There's no question. All right, better assistant coach, Rhea, through the years, Jeff Stoutland or Jim Washburn?
Is that the wide nine guy?
Oh, God. The better defensive end, Josh Sweater, Jason Babbitt. Let's keep doing it.
Oh, my
God. All right. By the way, we'll get coming up shortly here to more audio of The Tonight Show. Last night, Jalen and Saquon featured on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Kimmel. Pretty cool stuff. We'll give you some of the best audio of that coming up shortly.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.